this is our time, and this is where we bring you Youth Unplugged for today. I got two amazing guests. I don't know their names, so they're about to introduce themselves. We know we have Espresso Delight up in here, yeah. And all they walk with all their hands swinging. That making sense? Gentlemen, good afternoon, and afternoon. Welcome. Tell me about yourself. Espresso Delight is what? What are we? Are we talking about coffee things with tea? That we're talking about coffee stuff?
All of the above.
You need to come. You talk. I asked you all make you talk. I don't know. Go closer to the mic. You get nervous. Go closer to the mic because you seem to be the man talking. So you'll talk to me through that mic. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What are you? What are you really into? First, introduce yourselves. You are.
Yeah, Jamil Augustine.
Jamil.
Lamar Frederick.
Right. So Jamil and Lamar.
Half of Espresso Delight.
Right. So these are the two mastermind behind this. Are you guys brothers? Are you friends?
Well, we're just business young, partners. Handsome guys.
That's right. You have your full of yourself. I like it though. I like it. Right. So you guys have known each other for a while, and you decided to get into business together.
Yeah, we worked with each other
in the past.
Okay.
We're not like best of friends, but we.
Yeah, sometimes okay, partners, fine. Now, sometimes the best of friends things don't really go too good with business. So I take you guys onto something there. So tell me about this. Tell me about what it is you're into, how it happened, and then we go forward on to where you are at and what you're offering and when you all bring in minds to me, and we go reach all there in time. But tell me about the birthing of this Espresso Delight business. How it happened?
Well, actually, it was something we were looking into, mm-hmm. that's offered around the Caribbean, but not in St. Lucia. I mean, coffee is offered in St. Lucia, but the variety and the type,
right?
You don't really find that there.
Right.
So it was an idea that I ran across him.
Uh-huh.
He did the same research himself, and then
okay,
we decided we're going to run with it.
So you just there one day and something crossed your mind. It's that work for people, guys. you know that kind of vibe there. You sit down there and say, well, that man passed there again. Put a tip by and say, boy, you mean I have it my day. You feel I have to be going to that? Yeah. And so you started to brainstorm. I can't do that for the rest of my life.
Something like that, right?
You see when you laugh there, know that you're saying.
Yeah, something like that. And then he called me. That was like a Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what made calling me for? So he doesn't call me. He's calling me like 3 times a year.
Right.
But that call, I happened to pick that up.
Right.
And he ran the idea by me.
Right. That time he know you were thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
But that's why he called it.
So,
the thing happened. A couple of times the bottom of your heart to sit down and watch your boss and see.
I think he was just hoping that I would just say yes.
Yeah.
But I think he was more surprised that I said yes. And I myself too. I'm like, that's a good idea. Let me just do my own research.
So what business were you guys in before that?
We just used to work together in the corporate world, the credit union.
Okay. Well, you see what I'm talking? I like the chef.
He did audit at my company as well, so he was auditing me.
Yeah.
Oh, he audited you?
At my workplace.
Okay.
So after we worked together, we met again in the workforce. So, I was working in accounts, and when he came to audit my company, we worked together as well.
So you have a company outside
no,
of
no,
this?
I mean,
where you were working. So you all were not working in the same company?
At one time,
you fired the job. You fired the job.
We both fired the job.
Both of y'all gone elsewhere?
Yeah.
And then you gone into accounts?
Yeah,
I went into accounts, audit.
Yeah.
And then I end up meeting him again.
Right, because you're going to audit the company you're going to work for.
Yeah, correct.
All right,
well,
that was destined to happen. Right, so then again, thing happening, and then you all, but this was corporate world. This was nothing to do with food and, them kind of consumption things.
Yeah,
so what made you think of, well, like you said, you were thinking of something that you can go into that was not offered on that level. So it was not like a passion thing. Well, okay, I like coffee, so let me go into coffee. It was just you deciding, well, you know what? A business venture is at hand.
Yeah.
So let's
Man
see.
And supply.
Right.
Man
so,
supply
all right.
And
look into what the opportunities are and let's see how we could fill that void.
Yeah.
Simple like that.
Yes.
So you call me. And then you say, all right. So the first question I'm going to ask you, where are we getting money for that? But I know you asked me that the same way. Yeah, that is a good idea, but who paid for that?
No, you know why he called me.
let me say, I learned it to you. Be very careful, that smart girl. Okay, So he called you because you don't use the man with the money. You're the financier.
I say that.
No, but if the man know why he call you, and he know he had no money in the bank to do that, and he call you, and you say you know why you call you, you're the financier. You know? All right, so that happened there. You knew that you could have reached out to that brother in that light. So you call him up with the idea. What happened then?
Well, in all seriousness, he was like, you wanted somebody that ambitious and serious that would take the idea and move forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
So he called me. I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. We could run with that. So I went to do my own research.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just like he moved from calling me 3 times a year to 3 times a day. We're like, what are we at with that? We start brainstorming. We start looking for things online, like what we would need, how much it would cost. Break down on everything, like how the market is, and what we saw, like the market, like you said, the traditional coffee shops, like your rituals or whatnot, they offer a variety of things, like a whole breakfast package. They are not really specializing in what we do, like iced coffee with different flavors and whatnot.
Okay.
So that's what we saw. We saw a little niche where we could specialize in just the iced coffee.
Right.
But we do hot coffees as well, but we try to, you know, make that our niche.
Right. So, So, all right. So, how long ago now was that? And where are we at now with that? Is you guys up in the little spot by opposite Harbour Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
Guys, all you?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So, you heard about us and you come check us.
All you straight. I'm not a coffee person. But I've seen it. I've seen it and a person. And like, wow.
You know how many people have said that same thing?
Yeah.
I'm not a coffee person.
And they're coming back. You see why you're all here? That's why you're all here. Yeah. Right. So you guys established and then you decide. How long now you've been operating?
We opened April 6th.
Right. What has been the response?
Oh, it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
From the first day, it was like great reception from the public. People we know, people we don't even know.
Yeah. Right. And word has been spreading, you know. And a lot of people like coffee. I mean, I may be just one of in the very few, but a lot of people like coffee stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people like
their coffee. They need their little pickup, and trust me, you're so central right there. So you offer all of that. What time you open? I mean, where do you open? What time you close? You know, because if I is a early move on, I want my thing early and I need my fix. Well, let us be open early.
Well, we open about 8:30.
Oh, good.
Tuesday to Sunday, we close on a Monday.
Why?
We need a rest, you know.
Need
a rest.
So up to me when I need my coffee on Monday. Let me tell you something.
I will open just for you.
All right, give us a call. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I like that one. All right. So what is the future now? What are you guys looking at? I mean, what for persons who are probably hearing about this for the first time, what would you like them to know? I mean, what should we know?
Right now, you're looking at a few things, especially as Carnival is coming up.
What are you talking about? I want to know how all you intend to fit into that little niche there. Let me talk about fitting into niche now.
I mean, our coffee has been so delicious, I would say, because I would believe that's the reason why. Bangor St. Lucia is willing to sponsor us for some upcoming events.
You see what going on? Do you know they're sponsoring this show, right?
Yes, yeah,
of course. All the bank you need.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
A Bangor St. Lucia.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I would like to thank them as well because they assisted us heavily in actually
setting up
our account.
Right. The man
write
the letter. He already wrote the letter.
You know what I mean? But a matter of like a week or two, they offered their point of sale system to us.
Wow.
So we got that and we had that readily available to our clients because at first they started complaining about the card and whatnot.
Right.
A lot of people walk with only card, no cash.
Right, so now you have that advantage where you could swipe your card or just tap your thing
and grab your
little drink and move along.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I encourage any small business when trying to open an account.
All right, so you give a little advice there as well. I like
that. Yeah, to run it by Bangor St. Lucia and they can assist you.
Wow, that's
all
good.
About
well, I'm glad you guys are actually doing
and
that.
And we're actually working with Legends too. Yeah, we have a collaboration.
That's what I'm trying to ask you there. How are you fitting into the Carnival thing? You had to understand. Listen, you never know.
Yeah.
So, what kind of role? How are you working through with Legendary? What are you providing?
We're actually providing a voucher, like a discount voucher in the bags, so all revelers
for real
can get a discount package with us, with Espresso Delight.
Yeah, but hold on. That means after Carnival, I come into you, you're going to have some kind of setup on the Carnival road where you provide.
Where is that?
Gossip about the way I do.
No, right now, we just focus on the parties.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so you're going to be at the fest?
Yeah, we're going to be at the fest, the breakfast fest.
Oh, okay, so you're going to be at the fest. Right, so most of the breakfast fest, we expect to find you there.
Yeah.
So we can have our thing. All right. Fair enough.
I hope to see you before the parties, you know.
No, I'm coming back.
Maybe this weekend.
You got to make something special for me. That's
given.
Okay, so for a person like me who's not really coffee nicely, what are you doing for me? Is there something that is, you know, like light? How can you tweak something for me? Because I them kind of, isn't it? So I is a miserable person. I might have a few all day like me, but we want to come express with the light. You understand? Because we hearing the buzz.
We have the matcha. The matcha is a very popular
matcha, that's our number one seller.
Yeah.
Is it light?
It's green tea.
Yeah.
It's not coffee.
It's not coffee.
It's green tea powder.
It's healthy.
Oh.
So if you're working out, you look like you're working
that
out.
Guys, work out.
Yeah, but it
gives you a healthier boost than coffee. It lasts longer.
Yeah, it helps your skin.
You look like you're about to run up and down the road in
the today, no. I have my matcha shit. Right.
Yeah, okay, so that's the one for me.
Yeah, that's
taste
one
wise, how is it?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Right. Is it that all milk based? Like,
yeah.
We're all milk
based.
Well, dairy free as well.
Yeah, dairy free.
And
also, we have refreshers.
What's a refresher?
It's kind of like a
mixture of juices.
Juices.
Oh, well, not okay. So
it's refreshing. So it's not milk. It's not coffee. And you know, in the hot sun, with the heat.
Right. So you guys have a variety of things, guys. Yeah. Someone died. One.
That's why we come here. To tell you.
So exactly. You're not telling me, making me feel I had to force to drink coffee.
No,
so I could go to the refreshing side.
Of course.
I could do that. Wonderful, and delicious. That is all throughout the day as well. Everything that you offer, you can get at any time of the day.
That's right. Any time of the day.
Right.
That's
good.
Right.
What else? What is next, though? I know it's probably a thing now to ask what's next on the card, but now that you've seen how, you know, thinking about it, having the idea, the vision, calling me, that is one thing. Actually putting it together now and having to operate in the setting, in an environment, you know, have different things that you're now having to see. You're probably getting a feel of now clientele.
Yeah.
You're getting things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Where's the mind space at now for where you guys need to head next, or where you all think you want to go next? You seem like the man that did think about them things. So, let me hear. What's on your mind?
To be honest, it's been on our mind, but the way things are wrapping up now in terms of the sponsorship and all that, that's what we didn't expect that when we started.
Right.
So that just priority right now. We're trying to get through that. Uh-huh. Make sure
that you deliver.
Yeah, we deliver the best as we can.
Right.
For this carnival season.
Mm-hmm. Right. The same way we deliver in the shop, we can deliver the same way.
Solidify the branding.
That's right.
Yes, correct.
So we can work with Bank and Solution on a long term basis.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there we can see where
Let me ask you, you're full up already, you can't take on no more thing for the vowel, you know?
Anything you offer anyway, we take it.
So what Mom said, if the people are listening and they're probably having events, you probably were not aware of it and they would like you set up station at the event. No. They can reach out, right?
Yeah, open, yeah, of course.
You have a number, you have Instagram.
All right, talk to me now, man.
Yeah, you can come and see us.
Talk to me now, man.
You can come and see us.
Right, so tell us. Listen, let me take a word from the Bank of St. Lucia, since we talk so heavily about them. Let's take a word from them.
You know about it?
Yeah, let me take a word from the Bank of St. Lucia. We're gonna pay a bill from the Bank of St. Lucia, and we come back. We're gonna talk about you know, where we headed next.
Yeah.
Secure your tomorrow today with BOSL Global Investment Fund, the investment opportunity that empowers your financial future. It's a mutual fund that diversifies your investments across stocks, bonds, and other investment instruments, giving you the potential to make your money work smarter for you. With three unique investment options, it suits every investor's preferences, and you can start with just $200. Take control of your financial journey with the BOSL Global Investment Fund. Call us at 758-724-6838 or visit our website at boslglobalinvestmentfund.com to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. BOSL Global Investment Fund. Your money, your future, our expertise.
Right. Right, gentlemen, we're back, and we want to talk a little bit about, you look like two young men, you know, getting into business, and of course, we see that a lot of that has been encouraged lately, you know, young people, entrepreneurship is something, and we do with the inclusion of TVET now. You guys know of the TVET program, right?
Well, they, I've seen it briefly, man.
Right.
Know what
so, you know, where they are now introducing technical training leading to certification within the schools. At least four of our schools are now transformed.
Like hands-on things.
Yeah, hands-on things. So, by the time you leave there, you're ready for the workforce.
Okay.
Because you're getting practical hands-on training That's a great thing. So, basically, we're beginning to see a shift in terms of how we. Because before we were taught go to school. Read the books and come out and look for a job. You know, yeah, that's it. I mean, it's true. But, you know, times are changing and we're beginning to realize that more and more it is being encouraged that persons go more into industry and entrepreneurship. So as young men getting into the field of entrepreneurship, you guys still have jobs? Or you do that full time?
No, I still.
You're still working? Yeah. He's a greedy fella. I'm just joking. You know I'm joking, right?
Of course.
Right. So you do full time. No, you're full time with
I'm full time with it. Right. I'm a student. That's what I'm.
And you're a student. Okay, great. So, taking that step into going into entrepreneurship, you know, as young people, I want you guys to elaborate a little bit about that for me in terms of, you know, what it feels like. Other persons that might be out there thinking about it. You guys seem to have gotten you all seem to have gotten, because some people don't have that, some people might have a little more difficulty.
Yeah.
So you had to tell me what was the trick, why it was so easy, or what was the trick that
I never told it was easy. You know? I never said it was
The man said, alright, boom, bam, Banca St. Lucia, and there we go, Banca St. Lucia, alright, come through. That's what the man said that. So that means, but then of course I'm guessing it will be with a lot of how you present what you present. And these things as well. You know, you're writing up of your things. So that's I want us to go there, because there's a lot of young people out there who wants an avenue as well. But they have the idea like me. They don't probably have a you to call. So they're there with the ideas in their head. They're trying to write it locally. The Instagram live don't even want to stay with us. Right? They don't know who to call. They probably don't have a you to call.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just stuck there. And it gets frustrating as well. You know, so maybe you two can give out, as you give out a little advice, let them go to Banca St. Lucia. So maybe we could give out a little more advice as well for persons who wanting to go into entrepreneurship, whatever the field, you know, and how it is they should go about doing it.
My thing is just about discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you decide to do.
Right.
Once you know what to do, most likely you know what to do, but you don't want to invest the time.
Right.
You don't want to make the time.
Uh-huh.
So, to me, the main characteristic you need is discipline.
Discipline.
Yeah, discipline.
That played a big role.
Because at the same time, for example, some people would want to start a shop or something, but they wouldn't want to be in the shop themselves.
Right.
They would rather hire somebody.
Right.
Now, the moment you're not involved in your shop, right? Let's say you have a chef cooking, and that chef calling sick.
Mm-hmm.
That means your shop have to close.
Shop closed for the day.
Right.
Because you cannot cook.
Right.
You never decided to invest the time to learn your own craft.
Right.
So that's why most businesses end up failing, or the workers have to buy a bonus, because they can tell you're not coming in today and you have to close.
Right.
So
that plays a big, you must learn what it is you're about to get into.
Want to look for staff and all that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Don't mind now we invested. Look like it's smooth sailing, but when we just started, neither of us knew anything about coffee.
Right.
You never used to drink coffee.
We had a whole team coming like that. Just testing, just trying stuff.
Okay, and we were both working full time at the time. So then from work, like when we leave our 9 to 5, we'd go to the shop, try different recipes. So I'm lactose intolerant. You know how many belly aches I got testing coffee?
And on several occasions. Mind you, now coffee we're drinking, you know.
Yeah,
testing the coffee. Me. So when you at the shop, like after one,
everybody
go, nobody got sleep. Everybody talking.
But you're all like,
and from that, I'm also going to school. So when I get home, since I can't sleep, I have to study.
You have to study. Well, it might have worked for sleep, you.
And then wake up again to go to work.
Wow.
And do the same thing.
Yo, this is huge. So it takes a lot of commitment.
Yeah, sort of commitment,
discipline,
and it's kind of like switch you from that, like listening to, like people tell you what to do. You go to work 9 to 5. Your boss say, "Hey, do this, do that." And say if you work in accounts, you only working in the accounts department. But with the business, we working in marketing, finance. We have to learn
PR.
How to write our proposals.
PR.
We have to run Instagram, make our ads, all that, the two of us. Yeah. We didn't know anything about that when we started the initial conversation.
So it is doable, but you have to just be willing to apply.
That's right.
That is, like you said, discipline.
Discipline.
And it's better with a partner, because some days I would not feel like waking up to go. Yeah. But because I know he's there already. I'm like, why? I have to go and check that, man.
Right. Oh.
So it's okay. Like, I have to be accountable. He keeps me accountable sometimes.
Wow. I am liking this. I'm liking this. I'm liking the partnership. I'm liking how you guys, you know, complement each other on this journey.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a good future there, you know.
You're trying.
Knock him if you had to knock him over his head a couple of times, but that's all right. You know, you stay true to the mission. You understand? Right. And that is definitely a good thing for persons that listen as well. Like I said, you know, persons who are listening probably want to get into their own business, want to get into this thing. Like you said, you throw all these information there, but they got to stay focused.
But nowadays,
but you have to know what you're about to, because those letters would have been very hard to have been good letters for the bank, for the lending institution to have said, well, okay. You understand? So,
also, a lot of people just like the vibe, because the way we got the sponsorship with Bank of St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
One of the marketing personnel came by to try the
Miss Edmonds.
Miss Edmonds.
Right. Big up
Annalicia Edmonds. She came to try for the first time. And she was like, wow, that's, you know, really nice.
Oh.
And she liked the fact that it's two young men trying to make something happen.
Oh.
And then from that day, we became friends with her. And then the conversation just rolling.
So you sold based on that moment there as well.
That's right.
You know, your application, that vibe, that whole chemistry that we just talked about, how you guys mesh together and make your thing happen.
Yeah.
She was sold on that.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Ah,
look where we are now.
Look at where you are now.
Yeah.
And we're heading bigger places. Yeah, there's one little thing there, that just now we're going down in the south.
We're going in the south, we're going north, east, west. Anyway.
Jumping on the planes just now too. You have to. Of course. Gentlemen, is it anything that you want to leave with us? Like, you know, I mean, anything you want to leave before you wrap up?
But also, the government and other bodies in St. Lucia have, like, I guess, grants given to young entrepreneurs and youth economy.
The youth economy
and,
in the states, right.
I think the Ministry of Commerce.
Yes. Yeah.
So anybody that, you know, want to check it out, there's financial assistance.
Yeah, there's always something, you know?
Yeah.
And they make a good impression as well.
And we also accept donations, you know. Don't be, you know, don't be shy, you know. Because they're two young black men struggling.
Yes. I'll come try yourself.
So make us happy for us to make you all happy.
Right. So as it stands right now, how many flavors, what is the range like?
We have a variety. We have like,
keep it off head. Of our heads,
dark chocolate, white chocolate, caramel, vanilla,
hazelnut.
We have toasted marshmallow.
What? And we have a lot of things going on there.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot. And you guys still experiment from time to time.
Yeah, we're
constantly building.
We have the boba coming soon.
Yeah?
You know what's the boba? The bubble tea?
No, I hear not about that.
When you come and check us,
you have to organize it.
Wait,
boba is like bubble tea.
Bubble tea.
Bubbles. Sweet, nice little flavored bubbles.
Like,
that's a
just
trend.
Tea. You sure that just tea?
That's the trend right now. So, you know,
okay.
Yeah, I don't go with the trend.
All right. Well, that one. When that one, Richard, go see me. Trust me. I like.
No, I'll just see you this weekend.
I'll be up that side. I'll come through. Yeah, gentlemen, thank you. And how can we find you on Instagram?
Yeah, we're
Instagram. Espresso Delight 758.
Right. Facebook
as well. Espresso Delight 758.
Right.
And we have a
contact number.
Contact number 722-3620.
Right. Because sometimes I be on the road. I buy by Rodney Bayside there.
Yeah.
So I know I rush it. So I tell you guys, make that different. I know what I want. So I call and I can order it and just pick up a thing and run. Right.
Just call us
good. So
people
that's
call at any time. 722-3620.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
I like
what I'm
seeing here. And this is quite inspiring.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope great things come out of that. So more great things come out of that.
Of course, definitely.
All right. Wonderful. Anything else you want to throw there? Mike is yours or no?
Well, visit Espresso Delight. Every day except Monday, we're there. We're here to serve you. Opposite our club at the Dream Plaza.
That is it.
And
like
big up
that.
To all our loyal customers. Without y'all, we couldn't be where we are.
Our neighbors in the shop.
Our neighbors in the plaza.
That's right.
Big up It's Alive. We started a partnership with them.
Yeah, early on.
Oh, really?
They gave us a great boost of collaboration and whatnot.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Big up our cameraman, the right angle.
Okay. Yeah. Big up everybody, boy. All right. Whole team. Yeah. I like it. It's nice. I like it. Big up me.
Big up Maureen.
Guys, thank you again. And all the best. That's yeah?
All right. Thank you.
And I'll see you guys. Well, I'll see you guys on the weekend. But I'm looking forward to see you guys at some other fets.
Yeah, that's
nice. Right.
We'll be looking for you weekend. As well.
Yeah, man. I will
so
be
Monday
there.
Morning, you can give your reaction when you taste the drink.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice. I'll be sure to do that.
That's right.
All
right.
Pick up yourselves, gentlemen.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.